Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. This week, I'm going to talk about what you should do if you were blocked and your ex unblocks you, because I've seen a lot of comments lately about people saying that they were unblocked and they didn't know what to do. Although I've mentioned this other times in other videos, I figured I would make a dedicated video to this topic. But first, I want to welcome back my beautiful No Contact Army. Have you downloaded my app, Silencio? It is free. The link is underneath every single video and podcast. And then if you want more bells and whistles, you can always upgrade to the premium version for just a small fee. And if you too would like to join our No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before you purchase the book. Okay, so I have some comments here I'm going to read, and then I'll tell you what you need to do when you get unblocked, or maybe what you should not do. This guy said, 5 months no contact, got unblocked today. See, so for those people losing hope, like, oh my God, 60 days have gone by, I'll never hear from my ex. Okay, this guy got unblocked after 5 months. He said, after dreaming about my ex last night, weird coincidence. Yes, that is very interesting. Then we have someone else who said, my ex sent an apology letter after unblocking me. I gave him a year of no contact, and he came back after exactly a year again. So she got unblocked, and he came back after a, well, he came back. He wrote an apology letter after a year. Again, don't lose hope if you want your ex back. It's been more than 60 days. But she went on to say, I haven't replied to his text message as the apology didn't look sincere to me, more like ego-driven. So I'm going to ghost him and might as well block later if he's persistent with his nagging. So she's not going to respond to the apology. She used the word ghost. It's not really a ghosting if you're in no contact. She's just going to stay in no contact. And that's her choice. And I'm just going to speak on this comment for a bit, and then I'll tell you what you need to do if you get unblocked, because I posted that in the community tab on YouTube, which if you're not checking it out, you're missing out, because I post on there almost every single day things to do with getting an ex back, obviously. And this guy said, I'm sick of this nonsense. If you want him, you can just let him know. What the F is up with ghosting? Speak. People make mistakes. And then everybody was commenting on this, so that's why I'm reading these responses here. You know, people were saying things like, he deserves it. He did it to her. Plus, he isn't being sincere. And depends what kind of breakup they had. Some people deserve ghosting. Yeah, that's true. I agree. Do you agree? Someone said, how do you know it was a mistake? The ex blocked her, then unblocked her, then sent her a crappy fake apology. Where's the mistake that she has to waste a second to speak? The burden is on her. That's some nonsense, if ever there was. And then someone said, you can tell them that you don't want anything. They still come back and try not respecting your boundaries. If he blocked and ghosted her the first time, he doesn't deserve her interaction or response. His mistake is his, not hers, to fix. And then finally, not speaking is also an answer. Sounds like you're feeling that one. We don't owe anyone to anything. So speaking is also a choice, or not speaking. And she's right. By not responding, you're already responding. You're saying, I'm not going to respond. And another person in the comments, they had it correct. They said, it's not her mistake to fix, it's his. So when you get unblocked, what should you do? Well, what I've been telling you to do all along, and that is nothing. It's not up to you to do anything. It's not up to you to fix something that someone else broke. They broke it, they fix it. Just because they unblocked you, it doesn't mean that they want you back. And if they do, they're going to have to speak up. But you might say, oh, but maybe they're scared and maybe that's a sign that they unblocked me, they want me to contact them. Well, you know what? Too bad. Too bad. If they had the balls, whether they were male or female, to break up with you, then guess what? They can use those same balls to now contact you and say they made a mistake. So don't try to fix something, like I said, that you didn't break. because otherwise you're going to get the pet cemetery version of that X. And I talked about the pet cemetery version in another video, and I will put the link in the upper right-hand corner. And that's what you have to do, actually not do, but people get excited and they start running around like a chicken with their head cut off, like, oh my God, they unblock me. What should I do? And people, they refer to themselves often as kings or queens, like, I'm a king, I'm a queen. Really? Well, then why are you acting like a peasant? Like a peasant and a pheasant, if you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, just because someone unblocked you. If you're a king or you're a queen, then act like one. Kings and queens, they don't go seeking out people. People seek out them. They don't have to do anything. They just sit back and wait. And so if you really are a king or a queen, or you want to be, then you do nothing. Okay, so I hope I've drilled that through your head enough so I don't have to see this question again in the comments. Maybe they want you back, maybe they don't. It's still on them, all right? So in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.